Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CE Broadcast. We have a very special program for you today. We have NASCA's President and CEO, Lucy Ito, talking about her retirement. She's going to be retiring at the end of 2021, so we talk about that announcement, as well as, you know, what's changed in the industry since she started, some highlights, some achievements, and even talk about mentors, the current state of the industry. Our conversation runs the gamut, and it's just a very, very special conversation with Lucy, so I hope you guys enjoy it. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and boy, do we have an episode for you today. One of our favorite guests who has been coming on the show for many years now is, somebody who I've looked up to, you know, time and time again throughout my career, and just, I think a lot of people do, Lucy. And again, just today we have Lucy Ito on the show from NASCA's, President and CEO of NASCA's. And I think everybody knows by now, Lucy, that the retirement announcement that you have put out there. So I think there's a big congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mike. I'm not thinking about it because there's so much left to do between now and the end of the year, but grateful for all the people I've come across all these years, these decades.
Well, I think we've all been grateful being around you and knowing you and working with you. It's been, you're one of these people that it's just a privilege to be around. And the word that comes to mind, I was going to say this for the last, but it's just coming to mind right now. It's like, the word grace comes to mind when I think about you and when I've in our interactions, and I'm just so appreciative of our relationship over the years and how you've helped us. And I'm always more than happy to have you guys on to deliver your message. So I think the work that you guys do there at NASCA's is second to none. And I just enjoy hanging out with you too. So
Likewise, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I'll say, well, let's get to the meat of the conversation here. And before we get to the why, let's talk about the what. Because I always start these conversations are always so bittersweet because we're happy that you're moving on to the next chapter of your life. We're excited, but we're also like, oh man, I don't get to work with her anymore. It's like, so, but I want to step back to almost the beginning, but what attracted you toward credit unions? Because a lot of us kind of tripped and fell over and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, we're in credit unions and now we can't get out. And then we're also happy that we're in this industry because it's so full of wonderful people like you. And it's just really infectious in a good way. So having said that, what got you started in the credit union industry? What attracted you to this place?
Well, I had heard of credit unions, but I started with the World Council. And actually, I got that job by answering an ad in the paper as a research assistant at the Cap Times in Madison, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I remember, we already belonged to a credit union, but I didn't really know really what the business model was about. And I came home from my first day of work and I said to my husband, Rob, I go, gosh, it's so intriguing. It's not for profit, but you've got to make money. You've got to be profitable. Sure. It's what you do with the profits that's different. And I said, it's very intriguing. And I said, but it sounds like a cult because they keep using this word credit union, a movement.
Yeah.
And so I was like, let's see what happens. Anyway, I caught the bug like so many of us do and ended up being with World Council for 15 years. And what attracted me, I think what kept me there at the World Council and then kept me with credit unions the rest of my career is we are so fortunate to work in what we do. We can make a good living at the same time that we help others. And what I found the common denominator, so whether it was at World Council or at the California Nevada Credit Union Leagues or at NASCA's now, the people that we work with, the folks who work with credit unions, there is this common denominator of service and duty. So, I was really surprised. I wasn't surprised in credit union land, you go from country to country and you recognize a credit union person when you talk to him or her. But when I got to NASCUS, what struck me is how regulators are so much like credit union people. Both groups are really service-oriented, really feel a responsibility to protect and help others. And so I laugh, and now, you know, it's just very comfortable for regulators and credit unions at the NASCUS table to be working with one another. And I just laugh because, you know, it's so often we think of the regulated and the regulators as being somehow confronting one another, but they really do have so much in common and sure. share the common value of doing good by credit union members.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. And I want to get to, from your point of view, what has changed in the industry since you started, you know, those many years ago at the World Council and then spending time at the California Nevada Credit Union League and now NASCUS? Mm-hmm. What has changed since then? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot, obviously, the number of credit unions obviously has changed, but I want to get your perspective on this because I really enjoy getting different people's perspective on what they've seen over the years.
Yeah, you know, it's the pace of consolidation. So we've always had consolidation. It's natural, but what's really changed is the pace mm-hmm. of it. And I would say that, you know, what we've gone through in 2020, 2021 has even accelerated oh, yeah. the pressure there. And, you know, I don't want to say that it's good or bad because I do think evolution is natural mm-hmm. and consolidation it happens. But that the speed now with which consumers have accepted digital access, and it's not even accepting it, it's expecting it.
Yeah.
And that's what's really changed, that consolidation pressures mm-hmm. are just bigger and faster.
Yeah. And it seems like there's a lot of you talked about pressure too. There seems like there's a lot of pressure for credit unions to keep up with, like, I mean, for me, like, technology is just the, you know, a big game changer as well. What's happened yeah. in the last decade.
You name it. So just think about what credit union people have to kind of master, get their heads around. So of course there's technology, and then compliance that can be technology oriented or consumer protection oriented. Mm-hmm. It's just the breadth of topics that a credit union or any system entity has to be aware of. It's just, you know, mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the amount of information we all deal with, and it's fantastic. We've got all this stuff at our fingertips, but, you know, it's a ton to filter
yep. through. Indeed, indeed. And so what are some significant highlights during your career that has stood out over the years? Because we've all been, you know, through the roller coaster, you know, from what was it, when the turn of the century we had, gosh, I can't even remember what it was now. But anyway, then there's HR 1151.
Yeah, there was Y2K and then HR 1151, right. I guess just before that.
The great,
but, you know, when I was at the World Council, I remember in 1996, 97, there was a global financial crisis that the U.S. escaped at that time. But many countries and credit unions in those countries were affected. And I remember at that time thinking, oh, this could never happen in the U.S. And then found myself several years later at the California Nevada Leagues, and the financial crisis, the corporate crisis, the Great Recession happened. And I remembered from about late 2008 through probably 2012, I had this knot in my stomach that whole time. I really thought that the corporate crisis could be the undoing of the U.S. credit union system, in that it was the first time where I saw people pointing fingers, and I just thought, wow, all this collaboration we've had up until now, what's going to happen? And, you know, fortunately, we survived. I think credit unions, the system should pat itself on the back that credit unions got through that crisis. Yes, we had a few losses, but overall, credit unions did great without any taxpayer assistance. Just amazing how resilient credit unions are. Mm-hmm. So I would say that's the big thing that stands out to me. And then certainly very, very proud of how credit unions reacted to the COVID-19 crisis. And, mm-hmm. you know, at all levels, not just credit unions, but leagues, all the various associations, regulators, everyone pivoted and adjusted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's literally thousands and thousands of stories that are just so inspiring. I mean, you can just never get enough of those stories of how credit unions really helped out, not only their members, but the communities as a whole during that time. So yeah, what a interesting time we're living in for sure. Any achievements that you'd like to share during your time at NASCUS or even at the California, at the League or at World Council?
Yeah, here at NASCUS, probably one of the biggest things would be bringing attention to the overhead transfer rate, which I've talked with you about at other times, and I won't get into the weeds of that, but just raising the awareness of the system and getting changes, working with NCUA on that. That was very rewarding. More recently, something else that we've been pushing here is trying to get subordinated debt authority for credit unions in the U.S. And although we'd still like to see some changes to the final rule, at least it's a rule now. We've got something that we can work with. And that's huge for credit unions, just huge for both federal and state credit unions. I think besides actual events or accomplishments, one of the things that I smile, Bill Cheney once described NASCUS as Switzerland. And he calls us that because he said, we bring all kinds of different people to the table and we're very neutral and objective. And you might not expect, first of all, credit unions and their regulators to sit down, but certainly we do that within the state system. But we also bring federal regulators and state regulators together. And what's interesting also about NASCUS is most of our state regulators are over both credit unions and banks, and actually other financial service providers. So they're supervising both credit unions and banks. And that has been really interesting, what we can learn from banking experience, mm-hmm. bank supervision experience, how we can learn from that. Anyway, I would like to think that I have continued NASCUS's practice of bringing different viewpoints together at the same table so that we can have a candid, open discussion.
Indeed. Yeah. And you're one of these people, Lucy. I'm going to talk about you here for a little bit. I'm going to brag about you. You're one of these people that when you start talking, the room literally is silent and people really want to hear what you have. I'm like, you're blushing, but I'm serious. You're one of the people that they're just like, wow, what is Lucy going to say about this type of thing? So so that's what's so tremendous about you and your presence. And we're so grateful to have had you in the industry for as long as you've been in it. So we so appreciate what you've done and how you set the table for the next generation, I guess. So, and with that, I mean, there's also, and with every great leader, there are also always mentors that bring people kind of up. And I mean, I've had a number of mentors and who have helped me over the years, obviously. And a lot of people have, a lot of great leaders, obviously. So who would you like to acknowledge who have helped you out over the years, even in your early career and even up to now?
Yeah. So I actually have four mentors who I would like to share with you. First of all, Dave Chatfield. When I was at the California Nevada Leagues, Dave Chatfield taught me that whenever there's a difficult issue, some kind of challenge, just ask yourself, what's in the best interest of credit union members? Mm-hmm. And I found that's always helped me get through a controversial situation and figure out how to navigate it. Diana Dykstra, she taught me to always try to minimize duplication of resources. She was just fantastic at saying, if someone else is already doing something, why do we have to do it? Let's partner with them and get it done.
Right.
She had the attitude, helping others ends up helping ourselves. And so that's what she taught me. Bill Cheney, mm-hmm. authenticity is what builds trust. He's one of the most authentic people you're ever going to come across. Treats everyone the same. Such a good soul there. And then my fourth one is Matt Davidson, who I also met at the California Credit Union League. And Matt taught me to do the right thing, even when no one is looking.
Oh, yeah. That thing called integrity.
Yes. Oh, yes, exactly.
That thing called integrity. Because I mean, I just, the importance of mentorship, because we have a lot of new leaders coming into their positions in the credit union industry right now. And mentorship is just so, so important. And it goes both ways. It's a two-way street in that area. So I'm just, I'm always curious to see who has helped whom out over the years. So it's just, I love hearing those types of stories. All right. I'm going to get to kind of the sappy part of the interview here. So what are you going to miss the most? Obviously, yeah. People, but...
Well, in fact, that's my answer. I'm guessing that it's going to be people. Although, you know, thanks to mobile phones and email and social media, it's much easier to stay in touch. So I think I absolutely will miss people. And then, you know, events, I try not to be leaving just before the next GAC, where I think folks will be in person, and just the excitement of the whole credit union system being together. I know that I will miss that, the gatherings, and credit unions are going to be continuing to do good work. I know that, you know, they're well positioned now. I do worry. With the world changing so fast, mm-hmm. how are credit unions going to compete in the future I love PayPal as a consumer. I think they're fantastic, mm-hmm. and they've just made such strides. But you know, how do credit unions compete in the future if there's a PayPal taking deposits, if there's a digital dollar offered by the Fed? And consumers decide they can just keep their dollars in digital form and not necessarily in a depository institution. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worry. How do credit unions compete in that kind of world?
Yeah, and we're on the cusp of it. Yeah, we're on the cusp of it right now too.
Yes, we are. So I might miss that kind of problem solving, mm-hmm. but I also feel really good that we've got great people who are going to be able to figure that out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Well said. Well said. And yeah, and that kind of, you kind of stole my next question a little bit, because I was going to ask you what's your view on the current state of the industry, especially coming out of the year that we've just experienced? What's your perspective?
We did well overall. Credit unions did well. Regulators did well overall. I know that, you know, we have to wait and see some effects we won't feel for a bit to come, but you know, credit unions did brave that well. And it's that, as I was just saying, that preparedness for the future, kind of thinking even bigger than we have in the past, to make sure that credit unions can still be relevant to tomorrow's consumers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I do think we're in great shape, but I also think that we need to really stop and look, is there a greater collaboration that can be done in the credit union system, whether it's among credit unions or among associations or between federal and state regulators. Mm-hmm. I don't want to put a downer on things, but I worry about cybersecurity. It's been around for a long time, but it just seems to be getting closer and closer to home. And these are the kinds of things that no one person or organization can solve. It really is going to require uber collaboration across different types of groups, and letting the egos go and saying, all right, we have a shared problem. We have a shared objective. Let's work on this together and not worry about who gets credit for it.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, because nobody's immune to that type of stuff. As we saw with what was the pipeline incident a few weeks ago, yes, and out here in San Diego, we had Scripps Healthcare got nailed by ransomware, and I actually had an appointment at the doctor and we had to cancel, and it was crazy. It was crazy. And they're still going through it. So it's been like 3 weeks now. So, but anyway, that's a whole nother story. That's something for CNN to take care of. But all right, Lucy, well, you don't have to answer this next question if you don't want to, but I mean, I'm just, what's next for you? Cause I see you as somebody who is not going to sit still. You're going to go out there. You're going to have some sort of mission that you're going to like end world hunger or further the DEI movement or something like that. I just see you not sitting still for a second, but I mean, you don't have to answer it, but just curiosity. I mean, what's next? I mean, travel?
So, Rob and I have had this bicoastal lifestyle, living on the West Coast and the East Coast. And yet, you know, one of the silver linings of COVID was that we actually got to spend pretty much every day with each other. And so that was a nice gift. But really, my number one is going to be spoiling Rob Rotten. He really took the brunt of our double household situation. He had to take care of more things at the house. We have an apartment here in DC, and that's just much easier, you know, just lock it and go. Whereas, you know, with a house, you're always having to take care of things. So on January 1 of 2022, that's when I'll start thinking about what I'm going to do in retirement. I don't have anything specific. Someone asked me recently, like, you know, are you willing to like take on credit union assignments? And I said, wow, I hadn't even thought of that. I said, maybe. So I really don't have any specific plan, but except to spoil Rob, and then I'm going to figure it out as you know, each day goes by.
Fair enough. That's a perfect answer. Well, Lucy, I'm going to kind of reiterate what I said at the top of the show. Thank you for everything that you've done for the industry. And you've just been such an asset and such a great human being to us all. And we're all just, I don't know, you've been kind of like, I've kind of watched from afar, and you've been kind of this semi-mentor to me as well, even if you didn't even know it. It's like, gosh, I want to kind of act and portray myself as Lucy does, because you just do it with such grace and class and professionalism, and just, wow, we want to be like Lucy, so...
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, yes, again, so thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you got lots and lots of work to do, but we appreciate the time as always. And don't be a stranger, okay? We want to see you kind of hovering around and hanging out every now and then, okay?
Thank you so much, Mike. And could I just take this opportunity to thank you for what you do for the credit union system? It's like you bring so many people to other people, and you know, you figured this out a long time ago. You've made it so much easier for anyone interested in credit unions to learn about others. And yeah, it's such a gift. And you're able to bring things out of the folks you interview. Thank you for doing that. It's an amazing type of sharing that, you know, is unusual, so valued by everyone. Thank you.
I appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you. So thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, this to me is just so much fun, and I get to talk to really cool people like you and learn a lot. So I thank you and all the other folks out there that come on the show. But you today, we're thanking you, Lucy, for everything you've done for the industry. So I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Lucy. Well, be well, be safe. Okay. Best.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.